The White House Report.
It's a big week in Washington leading into the Christmas holidays. President Trump is looking and pushing for that first legislative win. But who won't be taking part of that win will be Senator John McCain, who is home in Arizona recovering from hard side effects of his cancer treatment. He's home in Arizona and will not make that vote. In other news, Monday, President Trump reiterated in his national security announcement, it's America first. But meanwhile, the nation is still waiting for U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore to concede. He says the fight continues, however. But what does it mean that Roy Moore lost and Democrat Doug Jones won? Hillary Shelton of the NAACP.
I think it means a number of things that are very important. As we look at a candidate who was running, it took many people back, particularly those in Alabama, to a day when Dr. King actually came to Alabama to help move things forward in the election process. The fight back along those lines at that time dealing with a Bull Connor. But here today we have a struggle over who is going to be the replacement for another very right-wing and extremist senator. And that is, of course, Jeff Sessions, who now serves as Attorney General of the United States. What it says is a number of things. That when all the facts are before them, when you have even the words of the first African-American president coming forward, that the people of Alabama recognized what they were up against, decided they wouldn't take it anymore, and came out and voted in record numbers right there in Selma, Alabama. Let everyone know that we cannot stand for this anymore.
People threw over morals and decency and common sense just for the sake of saying I got to vote. Who are we as a nation?
That is the important question that's before us. You know, it's been such a helpful thing, a refreshing thing in many ways. We see women standing up the way that they are against those that would abuse them and otherwise discriminate against them. And to see that they're raising their voices and how similarly and how harmonically their voices seem to resonate with the concerns and issues, and in this case, even the votes of African-Americans and other racial and ethnic minorities. It says an awful lot about the way our nation is going through its changes as we prepare to end of 2018.
And last two questions. Is this a referendum on Donald Trump? And also, I think about Selma putting Doug Jones over the top. And with that, I remember going to Selma with then President Barack Obama. And there was that big debate of should we or shouldn't we change the name of the Edmund Pettus Bridge, the site of Bloody Sunday. What do you think about the history of this? And then, you know, is this a referendum on Donald Trump?
I think in many ways, Donald Trump being led by Steve Bannon is something that this speaks to. I think as most Americans are aware at this time, Mr. Bannon is actually someone that stands for and represents what they'd like to refer to as the alt-right. But we know in real terms that the alt-right is nothing but white supremacists. They are those that are pushing an agenda that tie together the old declarations of the Ku Klux Klan, the Nazi Party, and other extremist organizations that sadly we experienced in Virginia. So it says an awful lot about what we are as Americans, speaking up and deciding what we want to see our future look like. And I think we're very happy to say that whether it is a referendum on President Trump or Steve Bannon, but it is most likely it is very much likely a movement forward for Americans that are saying we deserve better than this, we want better than this, and if we have to send a signal from one end of the country to the other, beginning in Selma, Alabama, speak so spiritually to those issues and concerns.
And lastly, blacks came out to vote, but it took blacks, but blacks were not enough. They had to come out in overwhelming numbers, but it also took moderate Republicans to make a difference.
As it always has. If we look at the history of Alabama, we mentioned Dr. King just a little bit earlier, those struggles in places in Mississippi and South Carolina and other places throughout the South. Those are always struggles that were led by a diversity of American people. Those will be black, white, and other racial and ethnic minorities. Those will be men and women that help move things forward, understanding the hard, long fight to make it happen. If anything, I would certainly argue that what we saw happen was clearly the next phase in the struggle to make sure that there's true inclusivity to throughout our country, beginning right there in Selma, Alabama.
April Ryan, AURN News.